Hello, we're in our writers' meeting with Dr. Michael Lightman. We'll start the meeting talking about the state in Israel. In the last few days, 6,025 active people sick. The rate is increasing every day. 21.3% unemployed.
עד סוף השנה כנראה 85,000 בתי עסק הולכים להיסגר, ובכלל נראה ש...
Many companies are going to close down.
כלכלית, חברתית, מנטלית, בהכל.
In every realm, everything's going down.
בגל הראשון נכשלת בכל המדדים.
כי אנחנו לא התנהגנו נכון בגלל...
We didn't behave properly.
אנחנו היינו צריכים להתנהג יפה וטוב.
We should have behaved properly.
כל הקורונה הזה זה כדי שאנחנו נתחבר בינינו ו...
This whole corona so we'll connect properly.
ובמקום זה אנחנו התחלנו כרגיל להתחבר.
And instead of that, as usual,
שקורונה זה כלום ואנחנו...
We thought it wasn't anything.
איפה שם כל המדינות אלה וכולי. אז במקרים כאלה אנחנו...
In these cases...
ובגדול...
We lose big time.
התהליך שאנחנו עכשיו עוברים,
the process that we're going through,
זה תהליך של דור האחרון, מה שנקרא.
It's the process of the last generation.
אנחנו צריכים להיות מוכנים ל...
And we need to be prepared for blows and pressures, great pressures on us.
אנחנו נתנהג לא... לא נכון לפי ה...
If we don't behave properly according to the time and era that we're in.
בבקשה.
חוסר התפקוד של ישראל, חוסר היציבות אפילו גם של הממשלה.
Lack of stability in Israel and the government and lots of other systems.
מה זה בא ללמד אותנו?
Is it on purpose from above?
אף אחד לא יודע איך להתנהג נכון.
No one knows how to behave properly. Everyone wants to say that he knows. And it just shows that no one truly knows how to behave properly with these situations that are coming down to us on society, on the country. And this is truly awakening a great concern. How are we going to survive? We can't just close our eyes like kids and escape to some place and say it has nothing to do with me. But rather, it's the time that we have to open our eyes, all our senses, and know what's happening with us and know how to behave and to carry it out. It's a different period. Now we have to act. The galut is over, the exile, where we could just go from yesterday to today and do whatever we wanted, all the little egoistic things. That's gone. Now we need to behave in a completely different manner. Everything that Baal HaSulam wrote 100 years ago, now it's being carried out live, materially, and we have no choice. If we behave correctly, if we don't behave correctly, I don't even want to talk about what's going to happen. We'll cause such damage to ourselves at every level. Because we need to show the whole world the method of connection. To have an urge for this, then we have this coronavirus coming, and only through connection, the correct connection, can we remove it. So look what's happening. Don't get closer to each other. All these things we need to carry out nicely. and at the same time be connected in our hearts. Coronavirus gave us freedom of expression to one another. I'm at home, I don't meet with anyone, not with my colleagues. I have to be sorry that I exist like this, that I'm disconnected from them, and that I must reach connection with them, that the whole future of humanity is only connection, and this is the source of all our problems. We don't care how other people behave, but if we behave in this way, we will save ourselves and the whole world after us. But still, why Israel, the genius Jewish mind, they're in dissent? It's like we think in a primitive way. We need to be the spiritual startup country. That's what's ahead of us. A startup that there was never such a thing in the world. If we disregard this, nothing will help. All our material achievements, corporal achievements, they won't help us. We're also not so successful compared to other countries in these things. I don't see such a great success. But truly, here there's an ability to take a hold of ourselves and understand our role in this new corona time and carry it out. Otherwise, God help us. The blows from nature will direct us what we need to do. We need to bring connection to the world. If we don't, nature will teach us what to do. Only through blows. Great suffering. Some people say that we need to learn from Germany how to act during a crisis. Who does Israel need to take an example from? From no one. There is no one. Sweden, Germany, America. No one in the world, no country, no nation that can give an example. So who will give an example? How will Israel survive? Israel needs to know why it exists and what it needs to do to bring the world to connection, to lead. Where will Israel take an example from? How? What? Only from the wisdom of Kabbalah. Only from the method of connection. That's above the ego. All transgressions will be covered with love. And do you think it's going to get worse? Or will we succeed? In the meantime, it's getting worse. There's no doubt about it. It'll only get better on the condition that we can add our corrections. But if not, the development will be, as we call, through suffering, on the path of suffering. If we add our efforts to this, the suffering will turn to the path of Torah, the good path. Do you see the Arab countries possibly attacking us? Of course. And for many years we weren't in a war. We don't even know how to fight anymore. This generation that's fighting now, they don't know what it is. They're spoiled.
No. והטילים שלנו והכו לזה.
All our missiles and everything.
איזה, איך להגיד, נו, הקדמה איזה או משהו.
Won't give us a great advantage. I don't see that we're stronger. Only through their connection with the West, they can close in on us and make conditions that we won't be able to fight. I'm talking about corporal, but spiritually it's even worse. If we don't carry out spiritual conditions, then we won't get any support from there, and that's really a problem. What is Israel's greatest danger? Corona, the anti-Semitism, the Arab countries, everything together. You won't have any space where you'll feel that you can escape there to some corner and hide. You won't have any country or nation that will give you a hand. You won't have anyone that will say something nice about you. You have to bring everyone to the end of correction.
Etc.
Why is the process so quick suddenly? Quick? I don't know. It looks to me like 6,000 years isn't fast. Not 6,000 years, but now the rate is very fast. What do you want it to always be like this? But another 1,000 years and another 1,000 years. Take 2,000 years to think about it. After you lost the temples, there's nothing left to do. Either you do or not. Today, either we live or we die.
The
corona crisis,
it
caused great separation in the country.
There's
protests. It's just revelation of the crisis that exists between us. That we couldn't see it, we weren't aware of it, but it already existed. So therefore, the fact that we're now discovering this, don't say that it started now. It started in the Tower of Babylon and developed until today. And if we don't start to correct it today, now, tomorrow it will be worse, etc. It's like Baal HaSulam wrote, we're like the nation of Israel in Israel, and it can be completely temporary, and we can get thrown out of here to all directions in such a way that you don't go to America to wait till you can come back to Israel. That you're, maybe they'll let you escape to some horrible place, like in Russia, in Siberia, in the eastern Russia, the area of the Jews. If the goal is connection, why were we given a crisis that divides us instead of connecting us? We need to reach connection. Nature has no choice. This is how it behaves. You wanted to connect us? Meaning you're not rising above the level, animate level. You have to choose between these two options. You don't really have two options, but let's say you have to choose what you want, but you prefer to belong to love thy neighbor as yourself. You prefer to leave this whole corporal life, sad life, that's clearly, it can no longer exist. Look how much work the Creator is doing for you. He's giving you a place of perception that you don't have anything left to perceive, and you still don't want it.
Again.
הציבור נוטה להאמין שתימצא נוסחת פלא פתאומית שתבלום את המגפה, או שהממשלה תשנה את היחס, או שיקרה איזה משהו.
They're saying something will happen suddenly.
שמשהו יקרה מבחוץ.
We're thinking something will happen from outside to stop all this. The public thinks like this because it has nothing to hang on to anymore. Nothing. But we are guilty of not bringing the method of correction. It's the antivirus. Only on us explaining what the true crisis is. We're thinking of making a page with a very powerful, simple message. The rate of change is really dizzying. These changes that are happening, it's all in the same direction. It's not a change. It's just clarifying everything that's happening. It's not a change. It's being revealing more and more that the sun shines. So do you see a change now? It's continuing to shine in the same direction. So what's being clarified now? What's becoming more clear? It's becoming more clear that we won't be better off, but actually worse off. To the extent that humanity suffers, it will start to get closer to us and punish us. It's clear that we won't find the true cure against coronavirus. If it does, then something will come in its place. We need to see ourselves only as the change of society. Change of Israeli society. Only through that can we correct all of reality. As much as it doesn't suit what's happening in reality. The recognition of evil inclination. At what point of disintegration can it stop so we can start building something? To the extent that the nation understands its uniqueness and its role in the current state.
Yaakov.
אמרנו שישראל שוקעת בצרות.
We said Israel is drowning in problems. And how can a country searching for solutions for itself? It needs to reach a point where it's concerned for the world. It's sort of against nature. Yes, correct. It's against nature. So what?
אצלי זה לא, אני לא מבין מה אתה רוצה להגיד בזה.
I don't understand what you want to say with that.
לא מצב האמיתי אם זה ככה.
That it's not the true state.
שאסור לנו אז להסתכל על זה.
That we mustn't look at it.
אנחנו רואים שזה נגד הטבע, כן?
We see that it's against nature, yes.
הכי גרועים.
We've been through the worst few weeks now, according to all the data, economy, society, medical, etc. Until we won't have a choice, and we can only rely on God, our Father in the sky, as unlogical as it might seem, they'll bring us to this feeling that simply we have no choice. But getting there will be a very hard. It's better if we get to that through awareness, feeling, recognition between us, that we'll find the supreme force between us and turn to it. But in this way, the way it is now, only through blows, it'll be bad. I heard you talk about Israeli society has a role that it's not carrying out. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, Israel needs to be the head of humanity. But we always see the opposite. Israelis are trying to imitate what the other countries are doing. There's protests and violence. All this is a replica of what's happening here. How is it possible that at the head, we're not the head, we're the tushy? That's the problem. We're last. Where's the head? In what way are we the head? We don't want to be the head. We're not capable, we don't want to. And escape from it. But they say in nature, everything only wants to realize its role. So why don't Israelis? Because they don't know about it. Who's teaching him? Does he see it from the Torah? Do the great spiritual teachers teach him that? From where? This information exists inside a Jew. It exists and he's not carrying it out. How can we awaken them? Only to explain and not once. To explain over and over and over again. Where does this trend come from? From us being the tail and not the head because of our state. Actually, Rav, what do we do in the transition phase? This desire for connection hasn't come yet, and we're descending into a very bad revelation. I don't determine the rate of things. I just see that to the extent that we behaved wrongly from the beginning. So now it's going in a clear direction that coronavirus wants to put us through a very important exercise. That we're not the first, but the last. And in this way, we will suffer until we carry out our duty. There's a sentence, I'm happy about the evil being revealed. Should we be happy about all this revelation? On the condition that we have a screen. Connection between us, and we know what to do with this and how to transform it to quality and an achievement. But why should somebody be happy? Nobody sees it as a way to leap to the next thing.
שאלה כזאת, אני מקבל פה פשוט איזה הערה מחברים ששומעים אותך.
From friends that hear comment all the pressure in Israel and how things are going to get worse.
אני רואה בציני, נשמע שכאילו עדיף כבר ללכת למצדה ולהתבצר שם ואי צריך פשוט...
It sounds like it would be good to go to Masada and just jump. There's great pressure on Israel, according to what you're saying. That I'm saying, but Israelis don't feel it that way. Tomorrow you have Shabbat. Go and look. Go see what's happening with them. I'm not against them enjoying life, but they don't want to think about anything. And we're so distanced from telling them something. Another question. Is there a danger that we'll start to rely on God in a religious way? I don't think so. Not because of the nation. The nation isn't the problem. In a second, they can transform to religious Jews. That's clear. But rather... Upper divinity is not directed in that way. We don't have time for all that stuff.
כל הכוחות האלה בעד ונגד סביב היהדות העממית, אני לא יודע.
How all these forces will become organized, I don't know.
פשוט הם ילכו הצידה.
I think they'll simply move aside.
אורן.
שמעתי...
I heard you say that because we behaved wrong, then in the second wave we were punished. How did we not behave well? Also guarding our safety and also maintaining the rules and also the connection between people. We've seen solidarity that we've never seen before. So why did we get this blow? I didn't feel it this way like you're saying. I didn't feel that the people understand and feel what they have to do and what they have to give to humanity. We don't exist in our own right. If we behave exactly the way we have to with all the limitations, so what, we wouldn't be sick? We would still be sick. Like the ship that went out to sea and they came back and everyone's sick. The issue is that we're not hand in hand with the process. We think we've done so much, so why is the Creator treating us this way? The calculation is done at the end. It will take decades possibly, but the calculation is at the end. That's called the generation of the Messiah, that we get commands from the end. The thought precedes the act. So meaning what was missing is understanding our role. Yes. Meaning it has nothing to do with our behavior in the first wave. It has to do with us not understanding what we have to give to humanity in general before Corona. Yes. So you can say, why did we receive now? We didn't receive. We don't understand what we're doing. We need to change, and therefore these pressures will increase all the time. So what do we need to give to the world now? To explain why the world exists, why we exist, the connection between the world and us, Israel and the nations of the world, all these things we need to share with everyone. Whether they accept it or not doesn't matter. They need to receive this knowledge.
Ken.
I'm continuing Oren's question. But Israel helped lots of countries during Corona. They helped countries in trouble. How do you see this? As a warped thing, it has to help with something else. And by helping, it's not helping. They're inviting more hatred. Wait. The countries that you helped, from them, they'll come hatred from others. I want to ask precisely about us now. I'm getting questions in the same direction. What correction do we, Bnei Baruch, need to do to promote the method of correction, all the things that we know about the last generation and our whole role? We need to promote it as quickly as possible. And every day, a few times a day, put it into the networks in all kinds of ways. And everything else, let the Creator finish. Rav, we hear that humanity has to go through a drastic change. It's not some nice behavior. A real drastic internal change. And our explanation is like a drop in the ocean. How can we increase the power to make real waves that will start to change things? By our efforts. Our efforts, that's it. Do you see them as forces that are coming to help us to increase dissemination? Only on the condition that I do dissemination and other people join me. Meaning the test for each of us is to make sure that we're 100% doing every day and not compromising. And then we'll get help. Possibly we'll get help or our own efforts will be enough. Thank you. Do you feel the dissemination that we're doing? The efforts? How do you measure it? It's like a car in neutral.
It
wants to move, but still not getting into gear. And our problem is we're lazy physically, desire. Where are we stuck? We need to do everything from internal concern, unlimited, great. That's the first thing. And the second thing, without any borders, to promote it in all directions. And especially inside Israel, but also abroad. This is how we'll move this car that's not moving, yes. In the current state, if you can expand regarding Israel's physical role, the territorial, Bnei Baruch,
וישראל ישרקל.
And Israel ישרקל.
ישרקל זה לא אלה שבחול.
ישרקל is not people on the border.
יש להם נקודה שבלב.
But those who have a point in the heart.
אתה דיברת עכשיו על תפקיד בני ברוך, בני ברוך.
You talked about Bnei Baruch's role and the world kli. I'm talking about Bnei Baruch. People who have a point in the heart.
קרובים וקשורים
למה who are close and connected to the upper force that from their side
בקרי הכללי הזה שצריך להיות
they're in this general vessel that needs to lead all of humanity to correction. This is what I'm talking about.
התגלות
apart from that more will be revealed from the 10 hidden tribes. But we need to carry it out. This is upon us.
האם יש התחייבות או דרישה יותר גדולה?
Is this some greater demand from Israel as a country? No. The nations of the world and the Creator only expect us to carry out our role for connection between us and connect all of your reality. They will demand that the Creator becomes revealed. We heard from you today in another framework that you said to publish something with in four languages with our daily opinion. Can you talk about it now? I think we should have something stable that we show it as our opinion and no one can see it in a different way. There we'll have all our points clearly in a concrete, clarified way, and we're promoting it. Maybe not every day, but one every 3 or 4 days that we add. Like the editorial, our agenda every few days. Do you see it as a long article or no, not long? A half or three quarters of a page. And that suits any citizen in the world. Yes, put it in a few languages. We got it.
Okay, אנחנו נעבור לנושא השני שלנו.
The next subject, it's the same subject, but from a new angle. Yes, we spoke before about the descent in Israel because of the pandemic. And this week, the corona rule was approved in the Knesset. Now the Knesset can declare a state of emergency. They're talking about limitations in the public and private space and also in life. They've made procedures for the borders. So the question is, if the citizens don't act according to the rules and there's more dissent, more outbreaks, is it good to make a law like this? Yes, but it's just in the meantime. It's not talking about the correction. The correction that we have to go through is our desires and our hearts. And here we're going to do it out of fear of punishment. It's some sort of preparation, but I wouldn't be happy about it. Do we still need to? If a person doesn't abide by the laws, yes, they need to be limited so that he'll listen. But this is the path of suffering. The people against the law say it's anti-democratic. Democracy means everyone does what they want. So it's not democracy, it's anarchy. It's to put the other down, so that's what they say. Thank you. Norma, continue to the next subject. They're hiring some minister to combine all the different government offices to give a solution. I'll tell you, of course it won't help. It just passes the attention to another place, diverts the attention. It's like having elections again. It's not the way. It won't help. We're already in a state. There's nothing to do. There's no system. There's nothing. There's only one thing: to carry out the method of correction as it's written in our books. Start to see the world and what's happening. You'll see there's nothing left to do. The fact that they're taking some person, putting him in the middle, and say, scream at him now, and we'll beat him up, and everything will be fine. Clearly, it's such a cheap game. What else?
Dudi, לעבור על הנושא של ארגון הבריאות.
I just got a question from a friend. Why shouldn't we allow businesses to act as usual? And everyone will decide if they go in or not, to buy there or not. Everyone will take responsibility for themselves and their family. We can't do that because we are dependent on one another. If tomorrow there's 10,000 more sick people, then the economy will crash. You can't allow it. If tomorrow 10,000 more protesters come, then you'll crash. There's the issue of a certain aspect of mutual responsibility. Otherwise, there's no country. So you cannot allow everyone to do what they feel like doing. Next. It's actually connected to the previous question. The situation in America is going down. There's 4 million sick with the virus, but the international state is also bad. The World Health Organization says we'll need to learn to live with the virus because we won't be able to get rid of it in the near future. How, in your opinion, how can we live with the virus and do it properly? We need to recognize that he's ever sick or was sick or is still not sick. There's no antivirus. There's no such thing as someone being sick. that he has some kind of protection now. Everything simply continues in the same direction all the time. You were sick, you got better, great. Tomorrow you can get it again. It might be the same virus, but a slight difference. We can't get away from it. So we need to think not about the cure, but our new behavior that will not allow these viruses to catch us. And it's only through connection over love, nothing else. We'll hope that we'll fix it this way. I don't think there'll be another way. It will destroy us, make us collapse. It won't allow us to breathe anything. So let's understand what's ahead of us. The law of nature, the law that if we want to carry it out, and if in general we want to exist, we have no choice but to live according to the upper law of nature, that we're concerned for our fellow man. Okay. The last question. We're trying to find the balance between health and something else. Yes. If I'm talking about the economy, that I only activate it, the part that's vital for existence, so everyone will have what to live off, that everyone will have, will get basic necessities. In this, I see the correct economy. Then we'll be able to exist after that. How do we create closeness, intimacy between people? Closeness, we're all in the same ship. We all belong in the same boat, men, women, old, young, everyone. I need to see everyone, that my future is dependent on them, and I must bring them security for their future. And gradually, we'll start to digest what mutual concern is, mutual responsibility. How can I give people security about their future? On the condition that will each think of the other, then everyone will have security. Who are you that you can provide me with security, money, food, that we connect? When we connect, there's the upper force, and then we're dividing it with everyone. The Creator is between us. And therefore, there's no problem guaranteeing each other our correct existence. How can we actually do it? How can we start to want to be concerned? You feel the people hate you. The society is falling apart. In the middle, there's hate. How can we start to love someone who hates us so much? Start writing against it, not for it. Start. And believe me, the upper force is with you. And then you will go through these things
הנכונה.
In the correct way.
העם צריך עכשיו
to people need a framework like circles, workshops. Is there something we can do to break the ice? Yes. Two things on TV or on the internet. Songs. In a nice way. That's what the people need.
תעשי כאלה סצנות שהם יתביישו מה שיש.
Do things that they'll be embarrassed to watch the normal things they watch. So much money is given from the government to spread hate among people. Last question. So the correct approach, that everyone will put aside their fears, their uncertainty, and invest themselves in giving security to others as much as they can. The moment they give confidence to others, they themselves will feel secure. And there's no connection to the external conditions that we have in life. Outside, we only have the upper light, the creator filling everything. A moment before we end, in the morning lesson, we'll start the materials from the last generation, the future society, the sources of the Rabash. So everyone who's listening, you can join us. KabCOIL.
על הזמן.
תודה.
Thank you. I embrace you. Have a Shabbat Shalom. I wish you shlemut, perfection, all the best.